5:20 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Coach John Quintero. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Just rolling along on this Friday evening now. Mark Sweeney joined us earlier. Big Five rolled through. But up now, one of my favorite segments. This is for the San Diegans, the high schoolers out there. Coach Lolita's High School Spotlight. This is a segment in which Coach does his homework, depending on the different sports in the season. Kind of highlights some of the better players, guys and girls. And, Coach, what do you have for us this week?
Well, we got a lot to cover. First of all, tonight's the last regular night of high school basketball season here in San Diego.
Went by fast.
Yeah, it went by fast. Girls and boys soccer as well. Wrestling. Wrestling's already had some of their championships. But tomorrow, baseball and softball and all the spring sports actually can start working out bright and early tomorrow morning. So no rest for the weary. So if you played a winter sport and your team isn't qualifying for the playoffs, you could be at practice again tomorrow morning, which is kind of crazy. But I remember being that athlete once upon a time. And then they'll have a seating meeting tomorrow. And I would imagine that Braden Suprenant will have a lot of the basketball playoff stuff on our website here at 97.3thefansd.com. But I wanted to start off, and I saw this in the paper, but I actually had a meeting with the folks today from the Eric Paradis Save a Life Foundation. And I know a lot of people here in San Diego have heard of Eric Paradis. He was a really good two-sport athlete out at Steel Canyon. He was a football player and a wrestler, and in 2009 he had a cardiac arrest and passed away. And his family has started, and it's been going now for a number of years, the Eric Paradis Save a Life Foundation. And, Tony, they do incredible work. And this is really a program that should be a national program, the way they've gone about it. And I want people to really listen to this and take me serious on this, because not everybody out there has great health insurance.
That's right.
To where they can, get their kids to the doctors. And, you get these high school physicals where they tell you to cough right and cough left, and they pat you on the back and say, hey, you're healthy and you're ready to go. Well, that's not necessarily the case. And the Eric Paradis Save a Life Foundation has done some incredible work. And this Sunday, and I want you to listen to this and maybe take advantage of it if you'd like, the Eric Paradis Save a Life Foundation is going to have free heart screenings this coming Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Westview High School. But what you need to do, you need to go to their website. And their website is epsavealife.org, capital E-P, capital S, A-V-E-A-L-I-F-E.org. So E-P-S, basically epsavealife.org. And you can sign up, and there's some preliminary information that they'd like for you before you show up. Now, this is free. This is completely free.
And how long will this run till?
Well, you got to be there between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., but you need to go to their website and sign up ahead of time, and then there's little information you'll fill out when you get there. But I want people to understand this is for free for people 12 to 25, athletes out there that maybe haven't had their heart checked. Now, here's the deal. They're approaching right now, and probably on Sunday they're going to go over the 30,000 mark of students that they have screened over the last several years when they started this, and they've found about 450 right now cardiac abnormalities.
Wow.
So, you got kids out there running around could be a walking time bomb. So, again, it's the Eric Paradis Save a Life Foundation, tremendous group of people. I've met with them, and I think you should take advantage of this. And again, it's free of charge. You want to make a donation, I'm sure they would take that. It's a nonprofit organization, but Hector Paradis, I met with him today, the father, great guy, retired California Highway Patrol officer, and he and his family trying to do something to honor their boy. And again, Eric was a tremendous athlete. And when I met with his dad today, I said, everybody knows who Eric is because they've done some incredible work since his passing in 2009. And again, you can go to the website and check it out and get all the information. But again, that's going to be this Sunday, 9 to 3 at Westview High School. Now, we'll get to this week's players of the week, and you talked about the different sports that we cover. You'll find this one rather interesting. For this week's Lolita Student Athletes of the Week, on the girls' side, it's a young lady by the name of Madeline Navarro. She's a senior wrestler at El Camino High School. Now, check this out. Talk about dominating the competition. Madeline won all four of her matches in a grand total of 1:31, not a minute 31, 131 seconds.
Wow.
All four of her matches, including the championship match that took her a whooping 50 seconds. Boy, that girl must have gave her a real run for her money that she lasted 50 seconds. But she was named the upper division weight class outstanding wrestler and walked away with a section title. So that's Madeline Navarro, senior wrestler at El Camino High School. And on the boys' side, for my alma mater this week, they got these two brothers up there, Bryce Pope and Michael Pope. This week, Michael Pope, the senior, wins it. A basketball player, Torrey Pines High School. Michael came up with two big games last week as the Falcons cruised by both San Marcos and Mission Hills. Michael had 24 points and 7 rebounds against San Marcos and 19 points against Mission Hills. Falcons currently this week ranked number 3 in San Diego. So Michael Pope, senior basketball player, Torrey Pines High School, and Madeline Navarro, a senior wrestler from El Camino High School. But, again, I want to get back to the Eric Paredes Save a Life Foundation. This is a wonderful program, and everyone's a volunteer, the doctors, and they've got a lot of great doctors from all over, but they deal a lot with doctors from Scripps Hospital that donate their time. And to put this event on this coming Sunday, will take about 131 volunteers. So that tells you how well they've got this thing going.
Again, got it dialed in.
Yeah, again, it's a nonprofit organization, the Eric Paredes Save a Life Foundation. And again, you can go to their website, epsavealife.org, and fill out some paperwork, and you can have your child go through this screening on Sunday out at Westview between 9 and 3.
We encourage everybody to get out there. The heart is one of those muscles in your body that you just don't have any idea really how healthy it truly is. So get out there and try to catch any abnormalities that there may be out there. Coach, you got anything else?
Oh, no, I think we're good. I'm looking forward to the playoffs in that open division.
Nothing like CAF playoff basketball.
Yeah, the open division is going to be kind of wide open. You know, Mission Bay's dropped a bunch of games. They may not be a division, or they may not be an open division team. Boogie Ellis, their big star going to Duke, sat out the last four games with some type of injury, I understand, an ankle injury or something. So if he doesn't get back, they may end up dropping down to Division I, and if he comes back, they'd definitely be the favorite in Division One.
It's the only thing I don't like about the whole division things. Teams, if just because you have a bad year doesn't mean you should necessarily be out of the top bracket in Mission Bay's case. I mean, clearly this team is...
Well, it could affect the playoffs, to be honest with you, because number one, they could go down, be the eighth seed and play the number one team in the open division. All of a sudden, Boogie Ellis gives it the old Willis Reed and comes out and bangs home 40 points. Or they're out of the open division. They go down to Division One, and they're just going to blow the competition away.
I agree. That's the one issue I have with it. But I talked to a few coaches. They seem to be on board with it for now. And
yeah, they're on board with it as long as it's going in their favor.
Direction, exactly. That's very true. That's usually how it works. We're going to step away, take a break. When we come back, we've got a very good countdown. What do we call this? A countdown. Why am I losing the word right now?
The countdown.
Yeah, we got a good the category.
Oh, the
very
category.
Very good countdown.
It's
going to
be because of the all-star teams being selected yesterday by LeBron and Giannis.
By the way, Giannis got just drubbed in that picking.
He was trying to make friends with the Eastern Conference.
Clearly.
I did like that he called out LeBron for tampering, though. That was pretty
that
funny.
Was the funniest part of it.
How about
funny.
LeBron trading Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, that was crazy because they're saying that Giannis might be the worst player GM in the history of the NBA.
Based on his picks, he might be.
Well, we'll see how the game goes, but on paper, it looks like it's going to be a blowout.
You know you're going to have an angry Russell Westbrook.
The category of the countdown today, Will had a great idea. He said, let's do an all-star team, but you can only pick one player per decade.
Starting in the 60s. You'll hear our list when we come back. Tony Gwynn Jr., Coach John Katera, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, sports fans, Rich Herrera from 97.3 TheFanSD.com with another edition of Get to Know the Fan. Random Questions, the host on San Diego's only FM sports station. We asked Chris Ello, what's your favorite shirt?
My favorite shirt used to be my Tannehill jersey. Now I'm in